Last week, Hunt participated in a question and answer session and was met with a fairly warm reception on his lodge plans. Tonight, it might be a bit cooler. Some council members are critical of the exceptions Hunt is asking for in order to build the lodge on Cooper Avenue. He is seeking relief from the City of Aspen's land use code to take parking off-site. At an event held Thursday at BB's Kitchen, Aspen resident Basil Falcone asked Hunt about his plans for the 15 buildings he has purchased in downtown Aspen. He was concerned that redevelopment could change the character of town. Afterwards, Falcone suggested that Hunt faces an uphill battle.
This could be a long putt.
But many attendees came away excited about the lodge proposals. 20-something Ruben Sadowski said he likes Hunt's ideas.
As like the youngest people at this meeting, we're excited about what he's bringing to the community. We're excited about a place where we can actually go hang out, where we can, when we invite our friends, you know, from across the country and globe and the state to come hang out in Aspen, they will actually have a place where we can say, you can go here instead of my couch.
Alice Pendleton said she was glad she attended the community meeting.
From some of the things that you read about in the paper, you know, he comes across as being a developer monster and whatnot, and I just think he's really got great intentions, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to, you know, I might even go to city council to help him, you know, stand behind him, because I think what he's doing is, you know, great.
Todd Schaefer hosted the meeting with Hunt. He said almost 100 people showed up, about twice the amount of attendees he originally expected. Schaefer says it shows a strong interest in Hunt's intentions for Aspen.
I think it was an opportunity for the public to actually see him and who he is as a real person. And I think he came across quite well.
Hunt goes before the Aspen City Council this evening. The meeting begins at 5 p.m. in the basement of City Hall. Carolyn Zachariasen, Aspen Public Radio News.